Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke confronted a campaign event, "You lost twice. No means no." By Joshua Kaplan on November 23, 2021. Texas Democrat gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke was heckled by a man during a recent campaign event, video shared to social media shows. "On behalf of the ranchers, the oil and gas and farmers, I'm in your grill telling you don't come back," the man could be seen telling O'Rourke after appearing to shake the candidate's hand. "We don't want you here. You ain't taking my guns either. Nobody wants you here. No means no. Three times, you lost twice. No means no," the man added, referring to O'Rourke's failed presidential and Senate bids. The man was then escorted out to the event's perimeter, where he then took out and hoisted the "Come and Take It" flag. "Hey Beto," he shouted, "come and take it. Come and take it. It ain't gonna happen, you done lost twice." KFDM first reported on the incident. O'Rourke kicked off his campaign last week, doubling down on his pledge to introduce swift gun control measures if elected governor. The Democrat told CNN Sunday, "Look, we are a state that has a long, proud tradition of responsible gun ownership, and most of us here in Texas do not want to see our friends, our family members, our neighbors shot up with these weapons of war. So yes, I still hold this view, but I also have been listening to my fellow Texans who are concerned about this idea of permitless carry that Greg Abbott has signed into law, which allows any Texan to carry a loaded firearm." Despite the pleadings of police chiefs and law enforcement from across the state who said it would make their jobs more dangerous and make it harder for them to protect those that they were sworn to serve in their communities. "We don't want extremism in our gun laws. We want to protect the Second Amendment. We want to protect the lives of our fellow Texans. When we come together and stop this divisive extremism that we see from Greg Abbott right now, we're going to be able to do that," he added. "We should not allow our fellow Americans to own and use weapons that were originally designed for battlefield use. That AR-15, that AK-47 has one single solitary purpose, and that is killing people as effectively, as efficiently and great a number in as little time as possible."